This is for Bam's robe.
The video when they was in the water. She cracks herself up.
As soon as she came on with that motherfucker, I said, "Don't go."
I performed this in 4-H.
What's 4-H?
It's like a community thing. Like for summer school. You're sick, bitch.
You want to be in the group so bad.
You're ridiculous, yo. I can't with you.
We're gonna run through these.
And just sits on his broke ass.
Yeah, this is definitely Bam with that rope.
Oh, yeah, this is more Bam right here. This one right here. She don't creep, though.
She does. She doesn't creep because she's fucking open door policy.
No, they know. They know. Exactly. Ain't nothing creepy about what she do.
Exactly. Nope.
Last one. Maybe one more.
I got one more.
TLC for appreciation. I was 3 years old popping my ass to this.
I wish I could have seen this.
It's my favorite song from TLC. This got me going in the morning, fifth grade. TRL, early morning.
I was going to say TRL.
We need to get this
she is ridiculous, yo. I wish I could tie you up in my
shoes. Make you feel unpretty too. All right, that's enough. TLC appreciation. Welcome to the Ghetto Game Podcast. If I'm not mistaken, let's pray that I'm right. This is episode 181. Y'all think so?
I think that sounds right.
If not, we're going to fucking skip 80 and go to 181. You are now tuning to the Ghetto Games Podcast. Welcome to the Ghetto Games Podcast. It's your girl, Nasty Nova.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Sassy Bree.
Ben Bean is in the house.
And it's your girl, Chelsea Jade.
This bitch get to losing on verses and then get going crazy trying to skip people and shit.
There you go.
Ma'am, you ready for the verses?
I'm feeling pretty good about
ready.
It.
Let them let them bring.
All right, cool. That's what's up. I'm preparing myself. Don't you worry. I'm getting myself together.
Good.
Where do y'all want to start this week? Because I really didn't put that much. We didn't put that much in the fucking notes this week. Let's start with Carisha, please. Let's just start with fucking TV because music is going to be a whole different situation. We'll save Murder, Inc. to the end of the TV section. Mm-hmm. Carisha, please. Who watched it?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, my God. With JT and Santana?
With JT and Santana.
Yeah. So tell me what y'all think about it.
No, I think I didn't watch that. I watched The Breakfast Club.
Oh, she was
When he was talking about their relationship. JT and Young Miami's relationship.
Okay, well, Santana and JT were on Carisha, Please. And they basically did like a rundown of their relationship and how they deal with trolls and how they've been, how they met and how they aren't the same people that they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Which I agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Bree, take it away.
Someone take it away. You really got to kind of see. I got to see a different side of JT because she was really like honest and open about who she is and what she likes and stuff like that. And a couple of things she talked about was, you know, how she don't like, she's not a big partier. Like, she don't like to be seen. Like, she just want to kind of chill. She don't like fake stuff. She wants everything to be kind of, you know, natural, like all that kind of stuff or whatever.
Genuine.
And there was a, she talked about her and Carisha and how they, like, she wasn't sure, like, how they were, like, as far as how, if they should still be together, if they shouldn't be together. And I think Carisha, my opinion, I think Carisha feels like she needs JT in order to be able to get what she, you know, get what she's getting. But JT, I don't know. I think she's, like, kind of, I'm at home, I'm chilling, I don't have the stress, I'm just, like, relaxed, like, I'm not dealing with all of that, so I don't know. But she, I mean, it was really, really good. Santana, even with Santana up there, like, he was giving some talks about JT, but it made me look at her different. I like her more. Like, it's not just about the city girls, like, you was able to kind of see who she truly was or whatever.
Because you really only knew the personality of
Carisha.
The artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Carisha, because remember, she was locked up.
Yeah. Because basically, you remember when she was locked up, there was no JT. The only person that you really seen out repping was Young Miami. Mm-hmm. So the main thing that I took away was that Young Miami said, if it's no City Girls, it's no Young Miami. But JT kind of said at the beginning, she was like, you know, there's certain things that I want to do that they'd be like, nah, you can't do it. Like when she did the Throat Baby remix, and she was singing. They told her take that shit off, which I didn't think. I didn't think it was that bad. It gave it was better than Young Miami's part.
She was singing.
She was singing, and you could tell there's like artistic things that she wants to do that they were just like, nah, don't do that. And how when they got together, they were like, hey, we're gonna do this many projects and then y'all gonna go solo. And she like, well, wait, hold up. Nah, we're not doing that. And they kind of made a pact to each other, like, we're not going solo.
Yep.
Which I feel like is taking I wouldn't say a burden, but that is kind of a burden, thinking, okay, well, Young Miami is out here doing this with Diddy. She probably don't got enough time. She not really rapping on beat anyway. JT can out rap Young Miami.
Well, that wasn't ever she, and but Young Miami knows that, like, she knows that he's trash, but she, and that's why she said it's no City Girls without, you know,
yeah,
right, it's got to be JT,
right?
So, but
what's the history behind them two? They're just friends, like friends
from like childhood friends, like they met when they were younger, and it happened, they just was there together,
and they just
JT
like,
wanted to rap, and then Young Miami's like, okay. Low key, I think rap shit might be about them. I ain't gonna hold you, because the one real ghetto bitch has a child and is out here on the internet doing anything.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so. It's given that's what it might be about. Like,
I can see that.
What do you say? Loosely based. I'm gonna look it up. Look it up, Am. It might be loosely based, but it hurt me to hear that JT was serious about not wanting to rap with her without her. And I'm like, I understand that, but baby girl, you was in jail. And when you was in jail, she had to hold the fort down.
And she did.
So you need to rap as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more of like an anxiety thing. Because like you said, she likes to be in the house. She likes to be under her nigga.
She got a dude. He's good. You know what I'm saying? And she said eventually she'll get back out there. Huh?
He ain't beating her ass.
No, I don't think so.
No, he's not.
No, she think could. She laying right up under that nigga. I can see her beating his ass. I mean, yeah, we gonna be for real.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but you know what? I've noticed a lot of women get with men that they can beat their nigga ass.
Mm-hmm.
If in the past that they've ever, if they ever witnessed like domestic violence, they'll always pick like a shorter guy, smaller frame guy. Because if I have to take you, nigga, I want to have a fair chance.
Mm-hmm.
Tight. Like, I got like 3 or 4 friends that I know. I'm like, why y'all don't get tall, niggas? Because you're scared.
What you find, Bam? Because it looked like it is.
So it looks like it's loosely based off of all of them. So City Girls, Make the Stallion, No Name, basically all the females. That's what Issa Rae said.
Okay.
That's what Issa
said. I didn't even know that. Okay. See? Mm-hmm. But that's what it's given.
Yeah.
Have y'all gotten into rap shit?
I have, but I haven't watched the last episode.
I'm getting in.
Yeah, I was say not all the way, but
yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
It's good.
It's very good.
It's really good. After the second episode, it turns up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once I definitely have to get past the second episode.
Yes. Once I seen that bitch scan that card on FaceTime, I died.
I said, this bitch is a scammer. She's always stealing stuff.
And you can so tell that Issa, it was produced by her.
Yeah,
because it's so her. Like, it's all over her.
The Instagram shit, the lives, like, it's definitely, it's modern. That's why I couldn't explain it to y'all like I wanted to. I'm like, y'all, it's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have to get past the second episode.
Yeah.
Because the first episode, you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So y'all haven't seen the last
second
episode.
Second, too. I still was like, what is shit? I say, okay, I see where it can possibly be getting
and it
good.
Turned up.
Let's
when
go
that
on
bitch,
to the second one.
Mm-hmm. When that bitch hopped in the, when they was recording, and that bitch said, if you want to be Queen Latifah, I said, okay. Okay.
All right. Stupid. Stupid.
Dead.
Stupid.
So, yeah. I mean,
Issa got the jokes.
If if y'all have HBO Max, please watch it. It's really good. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Comes out every Thursday. Today's Pretty Little Liar Day. I didn't even get to. Did it come out today, Brie?
I didn't even.
Two 18th, more episodes.
Yep. It did.
Y'all, Pretty Little Liars is turning up. It's really like today. It's still the same type of young white ghetto mystery.
Yeah.
The girl name is Imogen.
If that doesn't tell you enough, what else?
It's another name. It's another name in that bitch that took me out. Brie, what I text you?
Imogen.
Why did you name that child?
I had to wait to see.
Like
I couldn't wait to see how they spelled it. Because I'm
like,
how are they spelling this?
Like an image? Imogen?
No.
Emma.
Imogen. Like two names.
Emma,
okay.
Yeah. I said that is so cute. Imogen.
It wasn't E nothing. Wasn't it I?
I don't know how she spelled it, bitch. I just said
like
Emma.
I-M-A-G-E-N, some shit like that. It was
it's two
like
names,
that.
Ain't it? Or is one?
It's one.
I'm screaming. And the fact that they put it in one is crazy.
Oh, it was on the Velma show. Jean. They showed you her ID.
Oh, wow. That's fucking crazy. No, bitch. I be playing my game and watching that shit. Well, listening and watching. I was playing live. I had to cancel the whole fucking game to watch the shit. I said, this shit is getting good.
I'm cracking up.
So, yes, I'm still watching that. Raising Kanan came back out. Did y'all get to watch that?
Mm-mm. No, there was.
Oh, wow.
It was a good.
I didn't even watch the first one.
You did?
The first one is slow. I ain't going to hold you, Chelsea. I ain't going to hold you. It was slow. Brie had to tell me continued because she wanted to talk about it so much. It was slow. It ended off very well. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. Ended off very well. He came back. I do want to. They had a beach in there from Virginia. I want to go see what that beach at because I ain't never heard of that beach. Mm. I forgot what it was called. Sandberg. I don't know. Y'all ain't watched the show, so y'all see. It's like the second scene in the fucking first episode of season two. It's not my favorite power book, but it's Mm-mm. decent.
Of course not.
I feel like it's better than Tommy's power book, though. Mm. I think
so
Tommy's,
far, yeah.
Tommy's might be the worst power book.
Really?
But that last episode, I think they're going to turn it up in the next season.
Well, when they start doing the drug shit in the lab at Tommy's, that one was good.
I think they're starting to, they're going to turn it up. I think so.
So, I mean, I'm ready for Tyreek to come back. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a good one. But that one got on my nerves for a while, too, and then I started liking it. So.
No, I fucked with that one. I don't know. Maybe I like seeing the youth act.
Yeah. I like to see what Ra going to wear. She be fly. Let me tell you, fly.
Yes.
My girl.
No, I like to see Mary J. Blige.
Of course. She be fly too. Auntie in her boots.
Looking fucking snackish. P-Valley had the season finale. Did y'all watch that? If not, I'm going to ruin it.
Yes. Well, of course.
Chelsea, you watched it?
Chelsea
Tate. Oh, my God. Did you watch it with your man or?
Yes.
Chelsea Tate with the whole season.
She said, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Exactly.
So 1 out of 10 for the season. How do you feel this whole season went? 1 out of 10. Just give a number.
Anybody? You asking everybody?
Yes, I'm asking everybody, bitch.
Oh, I thought she was asking you.
I'm going to say a 7.
Okay.
I think that's fair. I would say a 7.5. I enjoyed the season. I felt like the finale was a little lackluster, but I just would have liked to see it be more,
I don't know. Like, even that little scene they threw in there of Shorty August. What's her name? Summer August.
They play Bag Lady.
Mm-hmm.
That was expensive as soundtrack.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So she said, I mean, she's not coming back. You guys know that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And she said she felt like it was the end. And I did too. Like, I didn't really, her character there at the end, I was like, okay, whatever. Like, we watching this for you.
I could see her having a spinoff.
Mm. I didn't like her character. I didn't like her.
I was kind of ready for her to be done. Mm-hmm. I was ready to have her out of the picture. I realized they.
But you know, but hold on. Brie, what was your number?
Oh, 8.
Okay.
I give it an 8.
I was going to give it 8.5, but mm-hmm. Go ahead. You realize, bam.
They just were wanting to tell more of like Cliff's story and Little Murder. They did a lot of focus on Cliff and Little Murder and obviously Mississippi as well. That was like the big focuses this season.
I hated what happened to her.
Mississippi.
I was so like, that was a lot, y'all.
Yeah.
She had the money. She had the time to go. My thing is, why would you take your kids to that lady house? And you know she don't fuck with you.
You know your, but why is your stepmother so hateful like that to where she would give your son to this nigga? Like, clearly he's over here. I mean, they're over here for a reason. Like, why would you take your, why would you send my kids with him?
Bitch, get it, I probably would have smacked her. Now. Yeah.
I probably would have smacked her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have fought the sister right there. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't even leave to the house.
It kind of reminded me of
What's Love Got to Do with It. It was given Tina Turner. You remember that scene when her mom?
Yeah, but also, what's this show that we were talking about? Where the guy, the boyfriend or the husband was? It was like the mom was working. She was a maid.
Oh, Have and Have Nots.
Oh,
no, I think it was actually called Maid.
Oh, I don't think.
Did y'all watch Maid?
I didn't watch Maid. I don't think no.
Mm-mm. Hold on.
I thought you were talking about Having a Have Nots where Hannah was the maid. And that's, but you know, Tyler LaBlay was in that too. I love that
he's
show,
fine
y'all.
Fine as fuck. Why is he so fine?
I'm gonna go straight for him.
It's ridiculous fine, how baby. Fine he is. And him and his girl, they was doing too much. They was not even having an act. They were just doing too much for me.
Girl.
So wait a minute. So Tyler LaBlay, so
Miracle.
They kidnapped him because he killed the guy in the first season, and that was his ring.
Don't give me the line, because I was very confused about the whole ring situation.
To be honest,
I think that ring was by his voodoo stand.
It was, and she left it.
But remember the guy that came in the first season from New Orleans? Mm-hmm. I feel like that was his ring that Tyler LaPlay had. Y'all remember that? When he killed him?
Oh, God. I'm going to have to.
I don't understand the association with her and the dude with that guy. I think that's the part where I'm kind of confused.
Right. Though. Right. I don't know the association either.
They should have did a flashback middle season or something so it can refresh my memory. Or even before it came on, you know, previously on.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed a couple things. You're like, well, what the fuck? You know, I would rather say what the fuck then than at the end, like, what the fuck?
Right.
That?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that may be why I feel like it's lackluster, because I didn't understand some of the. So I may need to go back, because I didn't understand some of the things that were tying in.
Do y'all think that it would be what are the chances of it being a third season?
It's probably a 35% chance.
I wanted to, but yeah, I'm like that too. It's everybody, especially after the whole sex thing.
Yeah, everybody, the gay shit. Everybody was like, shit. you know, if they move it to like Logo or something, it would be appropriate. Logo would pick it up. No, Zeus don't got movies, but Zeus.
No, I know. Zeus is all ghetto shit too.
Very ghetto.
I mean, low budget films. P-Valley ain't that bad.
No, P-Valley's, I'll tell you, it's shot very well.
Yeah, it's really well. It's like very pretty.
So I'm gonna say 50% chance, because they do have a opening storyline for it. But you know, black shows really don't last that long.
Yeah.
And on Stars, you have a lot of competition.
A lot. True.
If they was on like HBO or something, I would understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're getting sued.
Y'all think she gonna keep the baby? Or the baby?
Who?
Wasn't she pregnant?
She was pregnant. Autumn. Whatchamacallit's daughter.
That's Autumn?
Yeah.
I don't know if she gonna keep Haley.
Haley. We talking about Autumn Lord.
Yeah, I keep doing that. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. She might, it might be a third season and she might pop back up. Because the wife act like she want to be around now after she done got caught him cheating and she was out here doing her thing.
What is that ring? What is this thing on right here in her face?
From her mask. Because she's a nurse. They could have wiped it off for that scene and progressed. Why you still got that on there? Y'all get on my nerves.
Because she was so anal about having the mask on all the time.
She ain't even have it on then.
Because you remember she was stuck in the basement.
Yes.
She was coming through the garage and shit. But then you upstairs fucking in the house. I would have beat her fucking ass. See, like, she
in my bed. Shit. Like, that's girl. So disrespectful. In my motherfucking bed.
Yeah. I would have continued fucking as soon as I seen you. Girl, don't worry about that bitch. She's a cheater.
I'm weak.
She cheated.
That is exactly what she would do.
Like, don't worry
would y'all
about her.
Convince? Would y'all convince it. Your child to have an abortion?
Not convinced. I would probably convinced. In my mind. I probably would hope just because
I
you know,
probably
it's,
would.
It's extra, but I wouldn't have convinced
her. If I had a daughter, yeah, I probably would. I wouldn't convince her. I would talk to her about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really want to have a baby?
Yeah.
There's people in my family that have been
convinced.
It's like three on both sides of my family. People that have been paid to have an abortion.
Wow.
You have abortion, I'll do this for you.
That's deep.
That's
very deep.
I had one of my little cousins, this ain't Patreon, but one of my little cousins, she got pregnant and like the whole family was like, you need to get rid of this baby. You need to get rid of this baby. You don't need no baby. You don't need no baby. And I'm like, well, I hit her up, I'm like, what you got going on? And then she was like, girl, I'm pregnant. Everybody want me to get rid of the baby. I'm like, well, what you want to do? She was like, I want to have it. I said, well, go ahead. If you, in your mind, if everybody and their mama telling you to get rid of it and you say you want to have this baby, nobody should be able to tell you that you can't have a baby. Make sure you take care of it because you are bringing another life into it. I mean, she was in high school, but she getting it out the mud now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the baby low-key saved her life.
And that happens sometimes. That's why mm-hmm. it's just best not to, like, try to tell people what they need to do for their lives mm-hmm. and instead just give them, like, make sure that they have the most realistic perspective. Because one of the things that I liked about the show, like, Mercedes and her, like, going through that real conversation. Mm-hmm. And when she was, like, her daughter clearly did not really conceive what it meant to take care of a kid, to take care of a right. child. And she's talking about, oh, we in love and he'll get a job and all these things. And I think those things are the important things to point out. Not necessarily saying you should get rid of it, but are you really prepared for this? Because these are things that you're going to have to be prepared for. You're not going to be able to go out mm-hmm. on the weekends. I remember when my cousin got pregnant, we were really young, and she used to get tight because I would be able to kind of go how I wanted and move how I wanted on the weekends. And she, oh, you're not going to chill with me while I wait for a babysitter? No, I'm not, because I didn't have a baby. I didn't choose to do that. And you chose a partner who, you know, was unable to assist you. So that was not very smart.
That wasn't your fucking
decision
issue.
But mm-hmm. that's what I mean, people doing things for that. So you just have to make sure they have a realistic perspective, because on the other hand, I think my cousin was just kind of like, oh, this seems nice in the moment, like having a baby will be good. She's actually a very good mother, so it's like having a but she definitely has that animosity, I feel. I don't know if that's the right word, but mm-hmm. a lot of moms carry that. They're like angry at their kids like daily for different things, and they didn't do anything, you know.
No, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about back on, and I'm like, my mom never wanted to have children, and she let me know that constantly.
And that's not good to tell your kids.
It was not. So as an adult, I always be like,
I think it's okay depending on how they show it, how they say it, and how they show it.
Oh, it'll be a casual conversation, like. That's probably why I never was out here young. I was young. I was fucking raw, but we're not going to get into that on here. But I never was like, I was always like, yeah, make sure you pull out because I can't have no children. No, I'm not taking no baby home to my mom.
I'm screaming.
Swear to God.
Very
serious. Like, we can do this, but please pull out.
Yeah, because I knew she was sexually active, but to this extent, I didn't know. Oh, yeah. It's kind of weird.
Got some stories.
You was out here getting
She was getting bit over. She was writing. Yeah. Like, she was getting eaten. Like,
that's why that ass looked like that.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. She's hippie for a reason.
Oh, the niggas loved it.
All that right. thing was
I'm
going to have to get y'all to tell some Patreon stories. Cause she
we can double back on Patreon.
Yeah, I got some good stuff.
Oh, she trying to clear it up.
Yeah, I got some good
stuff. My mom was pissed when she found out I got an abortion. She was pissed. We can go deeper on Patreon, but she was pissed. Like, she was hurt.
My mom would have, if I would have gotten pregnant, I'm pretty sure she would have got me. She would have been like, yeah, go get half of the baby daddy because we going to get this abortion. I will not. Straight up. Or she would have figured out how to get it for free because my mom was really like good at getting things for free. Like, yeah, go hold you. I'd be thinking about the scams. Like, with them talking about, you know, the free lunches in California, I'm like, girl, I never pay for no fucking lunch. They've been free all my life.
Right.
My mom would have a full paying fucking job. It'd be like the bus driver superintendent. She was still getting free lunch regardless. Mm. I never paid for a meal at them school.
That's so funny.
Ever. So, I mean, she knew how to get it out the mud. We can go more about that in Patreon, too. Now, this might take us down a rabbit hole. The Irv Gotti Murder, Inc. documentary. Did everybody get to watch episode 1 and 2?
Mm-mm. Yes.
No.
Okay. No?
And I have Hulu.
Well, me and Chelsea.
I guess I need to search.
It's not on Hulu, bitch. It's on BET.
But I have Hulu.
Well,
like
if you have Hulu TV, you can search it and BET
will come up. Okay, good. I was just wondering, would it be available like that? Okay, I'll do that tonight.
Well, if you don't,
I was trying to figure out how we were watching it too, and then I figured it out.
Okay, I have a link for some stuff, some TV shows that I just sent y'all. I put it in Patreon too. There you go. Get y'all some more, what do you call? More free shit. Give y'all some benefit to our Patreon because we drop links around this motherfucker.
Right.
Irv Gotti, like I said before, Irv Gotti, the first episode, he went through his backstory, his childhood, the way his dad and mom worked and did all these things, how he had all these fucking kids in the house. Mm-hmm. So how he had no option but to make some shit pop. Mm-hmm. He showed his correlation with DMX. He showed his correlation with Ja Rule and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Jay-Z.
And the second episode, which we're going to talk about right now, is him going into the process of working with Def Jam and trying to break Ja Rule.
You said trying to do what with Ja Rule?
Trying to break Ja Rule.
Break Ja Rule.
Like, you know, like as an artist. Break him as an artist.
Mm-hmm, out.
Because, you know, his first feature was with Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
What was that song? When Can I Get A... That was a very popular song.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows that. Especially the explicit version.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna hold you. When I heard the explicit version, I didn't want to hear nothing else.
It was a huge song as well because it was on the Rush Hour soundtrack.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So like he said, when he was trying to go into his own thing, everybody for one thought he was DMX. Mm-hmm. That was real funny because DMX
was
like, yo, motherfucker, which I really did think they would sing.
A lot of people thought they were the same.
DMX was like, yo, he's biting my style.
Yeah.
If somebody else asks me about this fucking song, I'm gonna bite him. I'm like, yo, that sound like, and Irv Gotti's like impersonation of DMX is fucking point on. Like, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So they have talked about that and how Ja Rule had some like mixtapes, some type of flops, but he came out with Holla Holla, and that's when things started to get good.
Mm-hmm.
But he had an album that came out with Holla Holla, and I know y'all remember that album, Vinci, whatever.
Vinci,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, I remember getting the album and being like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
The only song I played was Holla Holla.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's when they went back to do it. They did
a
compilation.
Was that the album that, what was his name, told him that they needed to come back with a new album?
It was the second one. Leon Cole. You know, y'all know the Lucifer nigga that they call from Def Jam. Mm-hmm. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
The executive producer.
Lior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Lior basically had got the album, the 336, Rule 336, and he was like, yeah, the best I can do for you guys is 2,000 vinyls because this is not good. You need to do another one. So they went ahead, did the 2,000 vinyls. The shit took off. Them niggas said they was doing ecstasy and all this other shit. Now, Rule 336 is like his top album.
Yes, for sure.
Now, is this the one that Ashanti was on?
I bought that bitch, I gotta tell you this. I bought that bitch and me and my cousin took that album because that's when they had album like books. So you would take the album book out of the CD slot and it was a Ja Rule poster and we put it on our walls. You know, because basically it would have like the song credits and everything, but on the opposite side of it would be a poster. That shit was like honestly infectious, that album. It was crazy. What was on that?
That was big on that. Between Me and You. So we're looking. Oh, that's Pain is Love. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. I got Rule 336, actually, vinyl. Really? I Cry. Mm-hmm, I got it. Put It On Me.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said a Little Mo.
Between Me and You
was big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, on those albums.
So he had some like between, well, no, Rule 336 and Pain is Love. When Pain is Love came out, that's when he went to a different level.
Mm-hmm. He was popular by then.
Yeah. That is Living It Up was on there. Mm-hmm. You have Down Ass Bitch, I'm Real.
Banger after banger. It was crazy. Yeah,
that was actually a good ass album. Always
yeah.
on Time.
Yeah, stupid.
And that was 2001. Now, Chelsea sent a text message to the group and was like, it's making me tight that they're saying that Ashanti and Beyonce were neck and neck at that time in their career. Now, go ahead and explain yourself. Pause. Did you do the research?
I did not do the research. Okay. However, after your explanations and us thinking about it, it made sense how Ashanti was kind of the only one that was out when Beyonce.
Solo.
Yeah, when Beyonce decided to go solo.
Solo. Now.
And that was like at the very beginning, so.
And she was the hottest
thing. It sounds weird. We didn't realize it at the time, but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Ashanti came out officially in 2002 by herself. Mm-hmm. No, 2000. Let me see. Let me pull up her. Because y'all know that the first and half of the second album was really what we only dealt with.
But Ashanti could never, like, just listen to
We're not to talking Lush. About her voice. We're not talking about her voice. We're talking about the I melodies of her We're songs.
Right. That's, they were hit. That's all that is fine, but I'm just notating. She could never sing.
We knew that once we seen her on BET Awards.
Yeah, she could never. It was never giving us an artist.
When Ashanti came out with Foolish, basically, there was no female out there that was doing numbers like Ashanti. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to see Ashanti. Ashanti was on every fucking TV network you can think of. She came out with Foolish. She put out Unfoolish. She did the Happy, the Baby. And it just kept going on. Declaration came out. I don't even remember what. Oh, that was not that.
She Chapter 2 came out. In Park.
Rock With You. That was my shit.
She did.
How about that?
Other than that, I don't even remember. Like I said, I don't remember. Rain On Me. That was big. So that's 2003. Beyonce came out solo 2003. Do y'all know what Beyonce's first single was? Debut single ever for don't just Beyonce?
It. You don't
I'm not
going to
say it. I'm not going to say it.
I want to say it was. Was it not? The Crazy in Love?
Wasn't it with Jay-Z?
It was Crazy in Love.
Her first single. No.
Oh.
Her first single that came out was Work It Out.
I didn't know she even put that out. Yes! Of course! Of course! Yes! I remember
her first ever single was Work It Out.
Yes! And I actually love that song.
In 2002, Ashanti... So in 2002, Ashanti had put out that debut album and Beyonce had dropped work it out during 2002. So at this point, if they say work it out is you know, right there, because y'all know Ashanti was hot.
Yeah.
Hot fire. Yes. She was. Then Beyonce came out with Crazy in Love.
Okay.
Fighting Temptation.
Yes.
Baby Boy. Mm-hmm. Me, Myself, and I.
She did that Carmen
Dangerously
movie.
In Love.
She was on a roll after
Summertime
that.
With Diddy. Yeah, she was on a roll after that.
Yeah.
So after 2003, there's really no Ashanti like that. But in 2002, that Ashanti, in 2003, niggas were still playing that Ashanti album. But Beyonce came.
When did Aaliyah pass? 2000.
2000.
Yeah, like, I think it was early 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got the, she was 2001.
What was Keisha Cole doing during this time?
Keisha Cole didn't come out until later.
She didn't come out until like 2005. Okay.
Yeah. I was in high school when she came out.
So it literally was just Ashanti.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were some other people, but she was a new face.
She
new
was
voice.
The newest, youngest, because like Mary was also obviously still popping.
But she wasn't popping, bopping. She wasn't Share My World. Ashanti, I mean, Keisha Cole didn't come out until 2005.
Yeah. Mm. Tweet was also out around that time, but she didn't last long. I mean, she only had like two singles. Obviously, Nicole Ray was big still because like Hot Boys,
Monica was out. Monica was out in 2000.
Always gonna be
2003. Single. Monica was out. Solid. The Boy Is Mine. No, sorry. So Gone.
I was about to say, huh?
Yeah, Monica's always gonna be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she had already been out. Monica had been out since she was 14.
Yeah.
So
years.
Years. So. Yeah.
Ashanti was the only one.
Really? Yeah.
Right.
Have been. Lies. That was the only way that they were going to be naked.
So 2000, let's say 2003. Oh, let's say 2002, because we know Beyonce took over after 2003.
Mm-hmm.
We had Brandy Full Moon, Tweet.
That was a good album.
The Aaliyah, I Care For You. TLC 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Ashanti, Drew World Order. We got A Marie, All I Have. That was the same time. I'm going. We got Eve.
Hold on. You said in that same time frame, A Marie?
Mm-hmm.
Ashanti. Yeah. And Ashanti put out in 2002, and All I Have was 2002.
Hmm. Yeah. And I mean, that was a hot album.
Mm hmm.
And it rotated for a minute because that rotated all the way to I went to college. Like, I remember one thing.
Ashanti's?
The A. Marie. Like, because I went and visited my boyfriend at the time. And I remember playing that in like 2004, 2005. So, but it came out in 2002. So that A. Marie was in rotation for a minute.
What's the name? Kelly Rowland put out an album. Is this the one she had Nelly on? That bitch Dilemma. Had 28 tracks. No.
Kelly has,
Dilemma. Dilemma was on that bitch. Dilemma. Yes, Dilemma was out. Yes. Y'all know what's crazy? I got Dilemma at the Wharf on a bootleg CD. That whole album. Yeah. I remember my mom gave me $20. I got like 12 fucking CDs. I went crazy. It looks...
genetic memory. Because I remember all of these videos on like 106
in Park. 106 in Park. Watching Murder, Inc. just brought back so many memories. Okay, so Vida. Call me slow, call me whatever, but I did not know that was her and Belly. Like, I didn't know she was an artist and Belly.
When they said that, It wasn't Keisha. It was Keisha's homegirl that she was on the phone with. That was Vida.
Okay.
It wasn't her homegirl. It was the girl that DMX was fucking and Keisha was calling her.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't her homegirl. Yeah. But yeah, like, y'all know I love hip hop. Belly's one of my favorite movies. I broke that VHS in the fucking VCR.
Yeah,
that's how much I
definitely
watched
didn't know that those were the same people.
Yeah.
You know who else was out during this time? Tony Braxton came out.
I'm only 15, so I can't fuck yet. But I did suck his dick the night before last.
You what?
I said I sucked his dick the night before last. That's all right. I got something for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go through the whole monologue because I could.
Please don't.
And I also didn't realize 50 Cent was out during that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mixtape 50?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that 50 Cent had been out that long. I thought he ain't come out until, what was his single?
Nah.
Birthday.
My homegirl had told me she had.
Nah.
No, uh-uh. It's that Get Rich or Die Trying shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. My homegirl had told me she. Wangsta. This one, Wangsta, yeah. When In the Club and all them start coming out, my homegirl told me she had the album and she told me I can copy it. So I went home, burnt the disc. I'm like, oh, I got this shit. I'm hype. I go playing this shit. It's mixtape shit. I was pissed. Pissed. I'm like, bitch, this is not it.
So you had to get into the mixtape.
I had to get into the mixtape. I was pissed. I sold that bitch.
Yeah.
All right. So 2003, Beyonce comes out with her debut album, Dangerously in Love. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where we starting to see all of the bitches. Alicia Keys, The Diary of Alicia Keys, probably her best album to date. R. Kelly, Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm. These are all good albums.
This is 2003. Mm-hmm. We have Ashanti Chapter 2.
We were very lit.
Yeah. Jagged Edge Hard came out. Private Room Avant. Mariah Carey the remix. Soul Star came out with music. Soul Child. Dance With My Father came out with Luther Vandross. Khalees. Tasty came out 2003. Let's see.
I'm going to listen to a whole Khalees album.
Oh, I love Khalees' first album. Oh, my God. But that had Milkshake on it, Tasty.
Yeah, I bought one of the girls I was talking to this album. But, okay, Erykah Badu, Worldwide Underground. Which I'm trying to see what was on it. Kelly Clarkson actually came out then as well.
That was a huge album.
That was a good year. Anthony, Where I'm Coming From. Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
Dang.
Fire.
We were
spoiled. That's why I be getting pissed when I be hearing these remakes and they be just some mediocre ass songs. That's why I reposted some a post that said that recently. I'm getting irritated. It's like that's the new formula. Go get a classic song and a beat and sing on it. But your shit is trash. So you're being disrespectful. It's bad.
So Amy Winehouse came out in 2003 too. Yo, Amy Winehouse was I slept on that bitch because of my eyes.
She was a force.
She was a fucking force. You know, the little eye makeup, I was not into it. It was giving very much so demonic.
Very different.
Yeah. But when I watched that documentary, I had a whole different take on Amy Winehouse. I'm like, why y'all didn't do this earlier?
You connected with her.
You definitely. That bitch was singing like shit, smoking cigarettes. You know, I can always appreciate a bitch that can smoke cigarettes and sing. Now that's crazy. I'm just saying. Like
Amy was talented.
She was
very fucking talented.
She was very talented. Super
sad. 2004. Let's see who the fuck. Because I mean, it's just getting real. Okay, so we got Christina Milian, 2004. Usher, Confessions Part 2. Mario Wayans, I don't know. Lose My Breath, Destiny's Child. Mara Winans. Winans. Oh. I say Wayans. Winans. Go DJ. Like, these are just very much so Destiny's Child came back together to finish that last album. Soulja came out in 2004. And Ashanti's nowhere to be seen after that. Sierra Goodies came out then. And everybody thought Sierra was about to be the next big thing, but it came and went.
Well, when Murder Inc. dissolved, when type, I mean, that was like 2003 when all that stuff happened, when his court case and stuff happened, right? Let's like when the feds and stuff got involved.
Yeah, because after that,
and Ja Rule 50 came and like obliterated Ja Rule. In 2003, 2004, and basically took his style and ran with it. And so.
Yeah, after his first fucking album, it was weird.
Jaw Steam, kind of. Yeah. Because, like, 50's first album was, like, super. Well, both of them, honestly, his freshman and sophomore, they were both very, like, heavy, still, like, gangster, almost seemingly, like, mixtapes, but they had poppy stuff on them, too. But he started doing the singing thing later on. I was like, yo, he literally is doing what Ja Rule did.
It's really not giving what it's supposed to. It's not really giving all of the information. So. So we have a consensus that Ashanti and Beyonce were head in head during at a certain time. At least two summers in a row.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Because, I mean, Chelsea, it's pissing me off that they keep saying that Beyonce and Ashanti was together.
Yeah, that was my first reaction.
Yeah, but that's why I said do some research on it. Like, just look at it. Think about it. Because you were singing Ashanti like shit until you seen her sing on live.
Yeah.
I mean, even after live, I still was singing. I mean, her album was good. She was put with a good.
It ruined it for me.
A good group.
Mm-hmm. A live performance can ruin an artist.
Yes.
Just one. Yeah.
It can.
I remember I seen Alicia Keys on, I don't know what award show, but I remember sitting watching in the small ass TV in the kitchen, and she was doing something, and I could see every piece of her acne, and she wasn't sounding that good. And I was like, I don't even like her no more.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I love Alicia Keys.
It wasn't given.
Without the acne, I feel like she's a very beautiful, like naturally mm-hmm. beautiful woman. But
yeah, without the acne.
I don't even remember her acne, but outside of that,
she was a proactive sponsor.
Was she?
Y'all really? Remember? Y'all remember Alicia Keys on the proactive commercial?
I do remember her.
Yeah, she was on the proactive.
She was. You did,
but her face is flawless now. Yeah. To the point where she's walking around with no makeup and everywhere she goes.
Yeah, she probably was putting milk of magnesia on her face. That's all she needed. If y'all ever get bad acne,
her face should have been flawless if she was using that
advice on this podcast.
Okay,
it as makeup. Well, I don't know about makeup artists, but I know people who do makeup, like who cake that stuff on and who do makeup and wear makeup as an everyday routine. Mm-hmm. They use milk of magnesia as a base,
the cleanser.
I don't know as a cleanser, but I know they use it as a base to like a matte to make the makeup stay.
Interesting.
Funny side story. When I was young and I couldn't figure out what was going on with my face, my grandma was not buying me proactive. They were buying me fucking Clearasil and all this other shit. My grandma was very into having clear skin. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, because you light skin.
Right. So my grandma was like, you cannot be walking around with pimples all over your motherfucking face.
Red dots.
It's a no.
Yeah.
So she would buy me like Clearasil, the little white pads. She was like, you need to clean your face thoroughly. Your face needs to be burning after. And I'm like, burning? She's like, you need to clean your face every day. You need to clean your face 3-4 times
now,
a day.
I only know one thing that do that, Noxzema.
Yeah, I had the Noxzema cream. I hated that shit.
That was the bullshit. That all the time.
Nah. So one day my grandpa had this book. It was like, you know how them old folks get them books where you buy shit out of it. It was basically saying like old remedies, and it was like for acne, milk of magnesia. And I'm like, I want some. I was like, grandpa, I want this book. So I left his house, came back. He had ordered me the book. I was like, oh shit. And I had got me some milk of magnesia. And I went with him. He got me or whatever. We put it on my face. Shit started
clearing
my face up. So I was using it like daily. I was fucking killing it.
I never heard of it as a cleanser.
Yeah,
I
dry
wonder what's in it.
It pulls the shit out your motherfucking face. Mm. So what happened one day is I was cleaning my face and apparently it got in my mouth and I had the worst diarrhea for like a week. Swear to God.
You know what?
I was down bad. Like, my stomach felt like a garbage disposal was in that bitch. Yeah. So don't get it in your mouth. And it had to be just a little bit. It might have got on my lips and I was licking them or something, but my stomach was like, ugh. Yeah.
Don't get it in your mouth.
Please, don't get it in your mouth, but it would get your skin right. If you ever going through something and you see red patches, get you some milk of magnesia. Tap, tap, tap. Another thing that I realized that coming as an adult is when my period comes on, I have one bump that would just come.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Usually I would pop it and then my period would come on. But
they
lately,
said toothpaste. I've, have you ever tried toothpaste on your pimples?
I have tried the toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Or like a little bump that would come up. It would bring it to a head. And you know, once it pops, mm-hmm. it's gone within a day.
My uncle used to do that to his face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was very into the skincare thing. Mm-hmm. That's why when niggas be trying to sell me skincare products, I'm like, girl, milk and magnesia would do me well. If anything happens, too bad. I ain't never had nothing too crazy. I don't know. We had some music come out. Did y'all get a chance to listen to Freaky Girl?
Yes. It sounds like something we done heard before.
It does. The remix is actually really good.
Oh, okay. Who's on the remix?
Her. Roman.
Freaky Girl is Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, from what I'm seeing, not hearing, but from what I'm seeing, it looks like she should just hang up
her. No.
She brought the little boy back.
Her career.
She's not hanging up her career. She does this with every fucking album. She drops street records, singles. And then she goes in and she does her super pop shit. It's going to get her bread. That's her bread and butter.
I like Nicki Minaj when she's on features.
But yeah. Very much so. I'm pretty sure that's how she makes her money. But as far as herself, the way she's going to get awards, she's only really going to get awards if she does that animated pop shit. When she was doing this thug shit, her barbs was like, okay, this is enough of this hood shit. Let's get back to the regular shit that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. And we're the total opposite. We're like, all right, this is enough of this pop shit. Let's get back to this. But the ones that saying we want some of the pop shit is the ones that's paying her bills.
Okay, so if that's the case, then she needs to, if
Super
she does
Bass,
the pop.
Super Bass is like one of her top fucking songs.
Super Bass was cool.
Hated it.
Really?
But it was cool. Mm-hmm.
I understand it for what it is. But
she can come. So. I'm welcome, and I like her only in the hip hop world when she's on.
You like? Do we have a problem? Like, you like? Do we have a problem?
What? How'd that go?
The song with Little Baby.
Little Baby. Tell him my nigga he didn't hit right or something. I really can't give it to you. I don't know the words. I bought it though.
I have to go back and listen to it, but as of right now, I'm not hip to it, so probably not.
I'm screaming. You like, okay, so, but...
But for the most part, all of the features that Nicki Minaj has been on have been popping. Like, she sounds great on them. Mm-hmm. Even if the raps was corny, the flow went with the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I feel like, this might be her last album.
I would be with it.
And I would be okay with it. Because I really wasn't a fan of Queen like that. I wasn't a fan. To be honest, I'm not a fan of none of Nicki Minaj albums.
So I feel like we can't really talk. Because I'm not a listen through Nicki Minaj album person either.
Oh, I will.
Like,
I'll listen to it.
I'll listen to it, but I'm not going to frequent it. Like, I remember getting Pink Friday. I actually purchased that. And there were so many songs I skipped on the album. So...
Girl, it was
one song that was in college that came out or that I played heavy in college, and it was just
Five Star Bitch remix.
That was my shit.
No, probably Itty Bitty Biggie.
No,
I was on the plane with Dwayne.
That is
that's shit. When I was fucking with Nicki. I was fucking with Nicki there.
Scotty, beam me up.
Give me that, please.
But yeah, was it To Fly?
I know you fucking lying, bitch.
That's the one I hate. Oh
bitch,
my God!
Get it together, I mean now.
So every song that y'all don't like, obviously
you're a Barb, Loki. You didn't know, you're a Barb.
Yeah,
you didn't. But I'm not because I didn't. But I'm not. That's probably the only song that I ever had on my phone of Nicki Minaj.
Okay,
if you like that? You're a Barb. All the Barbs like that.
They do. I'm gonna be honest with you, Chelsea. I'm gonna be honest. So you might need to claim it and just.
But I
give
feel
in
like if I'm a Barb, then there's other music that I would like of her.
You
I don't
like
her
features.
Music.
You like her features.
You love her features. You just said that.
But her features. But you cannot tell me that her features are not good. Every feature that she's been on is bomb.
No, they are. See. Her features are really good.
Other than that,
Nicki Minaj is a good rapper.
It's a flop to me.
Start with truffle butter if you're trying to figure out which ones. She can start there.
I'm going.
And run them.
All right. So we got.
The features are always good.
Yeah. What the fuck is this? Where's damn? Hey, she got so many. She need to stay. Bree off is the freaky. Beach.
She said, "Start with the truffle butter." I know that's right, Bree. Get it popping, girl. Number one. Okay, that's number one. She said, "That's the one right there." Okay.
Okay.
So future Bree husband, if you're out there, truffle butter.
I'm cracking my
okay.
Screaming. Okay, so we have. Girl, she got so many fucking songs.
Yeah, she does. That's like.
I Get Crazy.
Love that record.
Okay, that's
love that record.
Features. Guest appearances. Dun, 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 dun. Let's start from recent to end. We got For the Love of New York, Polo G.
Mm-hmm.
You like that one?
I haven't
one?
Heard it.
No, it's not good. Holy yeah, Ground.
Holy Grail?
Holy
I need
Ground.
I need to hear the song, not just name them.
Okay, hold on.
Then I'll let you know.
I'll be
I'm at that age
anyway.
Where.
All right, bitch.
You know what? At the age. That was my cue.
Nah. I'm just I'm at that one age. I'm trying to see. These. I haven't liked no Nicki features in the last 5 years.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, she hasn't. She hasn't been on any. Five.
No.
Five might be
longer.
Yeah, it might
bam,
be longer.
Bam, bam, bam. Mute yourself.
Oh my here. God. I thought my mic. I was like, "Damn, my mic acting up already."
No.
I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not giving. I don't know, Chelsea. Yeah, it's not giving the last five.
Okay, that's fine. And I don't think she's. I don't think she's had anything the last 5 years.
I think
so
she
that
did.
It might be.
Meek's
10.
Album. There was some good features
10.
On Meek's album.
So you can't.
No
find
flex. No flex remix.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Are you saying you can't find anything?
I'm not finding anything that's super crazy.
The little
no
baby.
Flex remix. No
Motorsport.
Love.
Motorsport.
Motorsport. Put that thing. In
that
sports,
was a good one.
Yeah. You don't think that was a good one?
It was Fifi? So much controversy around that.
I'm about to say. Do you know how long ago that was though?
Was regardless, we're talking about overall futures. We're not just talking about futures from tomorrow. I mean, from yesterday.
I want something from yesterday. You loving them so bad.
Okay, because it ain't nothing.
Shanna, there's nothing. She hasn't been out.
Yeah,
she hasn't been on.
She has been on song. She was on Bia's remix.
Yeah,
Coi Leray's remix.
She was.
So
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Motorsport came out in 2018.
That's a long time ago.
Okay, but it was a hit. I don't know anything that she's.
Well, everything that she does.
All Eyes On You.
Numbers hit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why does Chelsea know more than what you're looking up, Gina? I'm lost.
What's All Eyes On You? What's that?
That's the
Meek
Mill.
That's Meek Mill.
Yeah. Nobody listens to me.
When was Meek Mill? When was Meek Mill?
That was back in 2015.
15. It's 2022.
Okay, she had Hot Girl Summer with Megan Thee Stallion in 2019.
That shit flopped so bad. And maybe. I hated that song when it came out.
Let's see. Oh, Do cool. You Mind? With DJ Khaled?
Bottoms
Chris
Up.
Brown.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, Bottoms Up is... Oh, I should have played that during the verses. I should have played that during the verses.
Do You Mind, right? That Chris Brown.
No, Bottoms Up.
Oh, because that Do You Mind, it goes... I'm gonna be honest with you.
Bottom,
yeah,
oh,
I forgot
yeah,
about
was,
that.
That was one you should, that was one that you could have played.
Yeah, because that was definitely given.
Yeah, it
back
was.
Then. But okay, yeah, Nicki's features do outweigh her albums. I feel
yes.
like. I don't
yes.
feel like she gives
that's,
herself that
that's
enough.
That's all
attention
I'm saying,
yet.
Sheena. I'm not saying I know all of her features. I'm just saying the ones that I do know, she sounds bomb, and the
yeah,
music that she does by herself, horrible.
I feel you.
She did.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever, I'm not going to argue with you because I'm like I said, I'm not a big Nicki Minaj album fan. Never
I'm
bought
not
one.
Either.
She actually, you know, Pink Friday had dropped again on vinyl. Mm-hmm. I was going to buy it, but $50 is just a little bit too much out
it's
of my range. Something
steep.
I know I would mm-hmm. never open and never listen to.
Now she does have some good smelling perfume. Mm. The perfume that's shaped into her head.
You was fucking with that?
It smells
that
good. I've smelled
mom.
It before.
That drum was mom.
Was y'all drinking the mist?
Nah, I would say that I was drinks? A barb. I would say I was a barb at that point.
Okay.
With the perfume, because that shit smelled good.
Okay. By any chance, have y'all had any cut water?
Cut?
No, I haven't tried cut water.
What kind of water?
The new Four Loko.
Oh, hell.
I will be having some next week during the verses.
They got many flavors.
That yeah, they have the. It's a thing popsicles. Up here right now.
Yeah.
So they got them in fucking Target for like they're four. There's four cans in the pack. Okay, y'all. They're like $15. 12% alcohol.
Wait a minute.
They're the modern Four Locos.
I'm going to get me some. Niggas in DC is screaming, "Cut water, cut water." They say it's very, very aggressive.
Okay.
So like, I'm gonna need this energy for next week. I'm gonna need that energy for next week.
Cut water to Atlanta.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking because I plan on punching a bitch out there. So if y'all ready, down with me.
Okay. So speaking of this versus, like, what is your strategy? What are you coming in? You're
I have a surprise for you. I have a surprise for you. That's all I'm gonna say. And my strategy is a surprise, something that you'll never expect. And I've rearranged a lot of things in order. I have a list of your songs, have a list of my songs, and I'm very, very, very prepared.
Okay. So we're doing 20 songs. Yeah.
20 songs okay. This time and
10.
I'm gonna get. I do want to let every matter of fact. Let me do it right now. Everybody on Patreon, if you want to see the verses, I'm gonna make it public. It's gonna be public for a week. So if you want to see the verses, you can see it.
Mm-hmm. Bam. Hmm.
What? Why you gonna call her name and then not expect me to look? Bam. What's your strategy, Bam? What's your strategy?
I mean, I'm just gonna come through authentically. I think that. One thing that will be in both of our favor is that obviously Lil Wayne is an amazing artist. He is fantastic. But his favorite rapper is Jay-Z. So, yeah, I think we'll do well. It'll be fun.
The key word in there, Bam, that you said was authentic. That's the key word in there.
Look at this one. Look at you.
What's fucking funny?
You're the one laughing, funny? Bitch.
I'm trying to see what you're laughing at. Bree, you need to shut the fuck up and root for me.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Let's just say that this is probably going to be the fairest verses that we've ever had. This is going to be...
Define fair.
Fair. Chelsea is that from Virginia. Bree, you're from where?
Bree's from multiple places.
North Carolina. So they're right in the middle of the South and the North. So they got both of them at the same time. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we wasn't just getting Jay-Z a whole life. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's fair. Fair. Like, it's not, I live in New York. I love Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z.
Got it.
Like, it's, and nobody like loves Lil Wayne.
It's more like balanced.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, all of us were out around the same. We were all not out. We were outside when both of these artists have been available. Mm-hmm. You know, and Chelsea might have been three, but you know, Jigga what?
Lil Wayne was more of my time. Mm-hmm. Like more of me bopping and jamming. Jay-Z, I bopped and jammed too, but Lil Wayne definitely was more of.
So wait, are we doing this live where other people are chiming in? Because remember, that's how I won before. It wasn't just the people who were present. It was the people online. Regular.
We're gonna do this regular. So
okay, how did you do it online? Y'all went live.
We went live.
I went on YouTube live. Huh?
Bring the big guns out. Okay.
We can't do that right now. We can't do that right now because we don't have the proper setup.
Okay.
But when we do have the proper setup, we will go live. When we're together, we can do it.
But that's a more fair way to do it. So are we going to do one in Atlanta?
We can do a live in Atlanta.
That's a more fair way to do it, though, because then it's multiple people saying this is what wins.
So we just have to figure out what day. Maybe we could do it a Friday night that way, because niggas ain't really going out in October like that.
After traveling, hell no.
I mean, it's really nothing but set up a computer and plug the box in.
What do you mean?
I'm cool.
I'm saying, I think Friday would be good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, we ain't like we going to the club or nothing. Sure. Even though I want,
you know,
we
should
go to. Y'all want to go to Onyx? They got good wings.
I'm fine with that. I love wings.
Yeah, I know. We know you are. You're on a diet.
I love a strip club.
Please. I love. Now I don't need to go to the strip club because I'm end up spending all my motherfucking money at that spot.
Exactly.
Trying to buy a bitch. Anyways, Trauma Zine came out, y'all. Did anybody get to play it?
Cricket. Sound like me. You talking about, was that? That was just a song, right? That's not.
No,
a,
it's
that's
an album.
Whole album name.
Oh, I only hear one song.
Oh, and Megan Thee Stallion.
And I loved her rollout with it. Her explaining what it was for her, but it was not given for me. Like, I mean, it was like
Nikki's or hers.
Meg. Nikki's was more entertaining.
I'm saying which one. Which one was better, Nikki's or hers?
Well, Nikki only put out a single, Freaky Girl. Oh, but Meg put out a whole album.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, my homeboy had tweeted, so Mid the Stallion made another lackluster album. And I'm just like, I felt bad when I saw it. I didn't even comment on it. But then I listened to it and I was like, damn, I really wanted to like it. But I'm like, what is this? She has a dance record out right now on trend after Drake and Beyonce. It's called Her. And I don't know if you guys have heard it, but Sheena's getting sexy with us. Have y'all heard it? I'm trying to see what's up with it. I'm a stallion, I'm trying to get butt with it. He digging me down so good, trying to reach my soul like he want to get in touch with it. I'm a real freak bitch from the H. You did you really do a nigga dirty? I did. If you got a child, don't bring it over here. I don't need a plan B, swallow your kids. Towel and chocolate, what I like. Come over and spend the night. Know you want a bitch this fly. It ain't nothing but a flight. No, Megan. I know I be talking shit. That just mean I want some dick. Nigga, why you moving slow? You just need to text back.
I don't care if these
this
bitches
is her.
No, Maggie.
Cause like,
put your cups down and drop that ass for me.
Just the other day, I heard a hoe say. Matter of fact, what could a hoe say with a face like this and a bitch this paid? Shit, what could a hoe say? The bag so expensive, my pussy came with it. Body so nice, they be saying who did it. But everything natural, actual, factual.
New Megan.
In the streets, but I fuck like an animal. Are you?
We ain't done yet, bitch.
Ay, easy does it. These bitches ain't busting
like
shit. These bitches busted. You know this box is like my watch. This shit flooded. What's the price these bitches want it? Tell them up it. Without the money, I don't budge. What's the budget? You niggas gotta be on something. What's the substance? You hoes broke. Get the cane, get the crutches. I give them face, give them body, give them luscious.
Featuring Lotto.
I don't even know how I'm getting through the airport packing around all this heat.
But we're not going to get to Lotto's verse because that is the album. I'm not going to even grade the album because this is Megan's last album on Carl Crawford's record label. Okay? We are going to say that her next album is going to be the best thing popping. The only thing that I feel sorry for her about is she had to pay $250,000 to Future for that Pressurelicious feature.
Sheesh.
Which Steep. Was fucking trash. She bought a house for a trash ass verse. If I'm paid $250,000, I'm gonna go get Drake or somebody. I'm sorry.
Pretty much.
Like, girl, absolutely not. Again, I'm not gonna go in on her. She's going through some things. I'm ready for this court case to be over because my man has been real quiet.
Very.
Who?
Tory Lanez.
And I listen to City Boys a summer about once a day.
Daily.
Once a day.
City? Huh?
I said he was just on Live with Diddy.
Well, I mean, he's being quiet as far as the music is concerned.
Okay.
I think he's just focusing more on his own life. And he might be working on a project. Hopefully he is, you know. Because, again, I'm not going to speak on that. Megan Thee Stallion. Cardi B should be coming out with an album soon. If anybody's coming out with an album, it should be her. Megan has come out with like 3 albums. Cardi B has not given none. So
I know. Cardi even just keep coming out with singles. I'm like, what's going
and
on?
And they're not sticking. At this point, she has enough singles to put out an album.
To put out an entire album.
I think something's going on with her record label.
Interesting.
What happened with, what's going on with Migos?
Girl, that's dead. They've been dead. Yeah.
What happened?
We don't know. They never came out publicly and said exactly what happened. But they on a song without Offset.
Oh, they need a little bit of straightening. Quavo.
You know what? Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
No, I feel like Offset is wanting to do some different stuff. Like, he wants to be around his family. Mm-hmm. And they trying to do, like, tours and stuff.
Okay.
And they like, all right, bet we're going to make music and do tours next year without your ass.
Yeah.
Because nobody heard of the Lobby Boys. I ain't heard that nowhere. It's not in my face.
It's not everywhere, but...
You listen to it all the time?
I listen to it probably about once a week. I probably listen to it about once a week.
You know who been falling off?
Who?
Lil Baby.
So I have an unpopular opinion about Lil Baby.
Okay. Well, I think I had a different outlook since the concert.
Okay. So hold on. I'm going to get to you, Bam. What is your perception of Lil Baby right now?
Well, I'm saying, like, prior to, like, because I didn't know, like I said, I'm at that age where I didn't know put names with artists, but I knew the songs. Mm-hmm. So when I was preparing to go to the concert, I realized that a lot of hits that are out and a lot of good music that is out is coming from Lil Baby or Lil Baby. Mm.
Was coming from Lil Baby.
Was coming from Lil Baby, but
the last 2 years he was the Drake package, the Drake stimulus
dry
package.
With his like performance, like he has no stage presence.
He's high.
You can be Chris Brown is high
as hell.
Chris Brown is dancing too.
Future is high.
Yeah, as hell.
Future he don't act like that when he. No.
Future has a lot of stage presence.
He has stage presence at his performances.
Well, you know, you can look at Lil Baby and see he a little slow.
Yeah.
You know
he in his eyes, he has like
it's
Down syndrome eyes.
Yeah. I'm not being funny.
So
what's your opinion? What's your opinion, man? Give it to
us. I mean, I think Lil Baby is really talented and I love the way he rides beats and the way but after a while it's kind of that same cadence and staccato that Megan has.
I would think the same thing about Megan. I think she's going to get old very quick.
Anybody who has that kind of cadence and staccato and doesn't have multiple flows, which is why Drake has survived, because Drake changes his flow like ridiculously. Jay-Z does the same thing. Honestly, Nicki Minaj does the same thing, which is why she has made it where she's at. Someone who has a cadence flow like Lil Baby, it sounds fantastic and you love it. Because it's like you could roll with it, but after a while, the sound of it can become like, okay, everything blends in together. So nothing sounds unique. And so that type of artist. So early on, I was like, yo, this sound is like, even though everybody's saying that he's like, he's the one. I'm like, he's not, because that sound is not going to. And the same thing with Megan. When Megan came out, I was like, oh my God, I love this. But after hearing a couple of her songs, I'm like, she's trying to do something different because her
sounds
is definitely
it
different.
Sounds the same like her it's very just much the so. Same the same sound that's yeah
y'all have to
I think
hear
that's
the
with any artist
song.
Rap R&B
Little Baby Da Baby Megan Thee Stallion
that cadence
that's it gets very old in every and literally you can turn the songs on acapella, switch out the beat and they go
roll right into each other.
Yeah, like
they do.
There's no creativity.
That's how it was at the concert. They were running right into each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this is a new song?
I sat down during his performance. Yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah. It's just not enough creativity there. It's not enough like of that there. You know? So, yeah.
VMAs will be coming on shortly soon. I think maybe Sunday. If y'all want to vote for your favorite artist, go ahead. I did go ahead and vote for Drake. So Drake, you know, I'm down for you, baby. You know.
Okay.
And Doja Cat.
And
so
the host, I saw something about the host there, Nicki Minaj.
She's getting a Vanguard Award.
She's one of the hosts, and there are three different hosts. Her
Nicki Minaj is hosting.
She's one of the hosts.
What the fuck? Why is she a host and getting an award?
I mean, she's only one third of them, so someone else can host while she's getting her award.
Her voice is annoying.
Well, Doja Cat will be winning a lot of awards. I'm gonna tell you that now because she's in a lot of easy ass categories.
Not easy ass categories.
No, for real. We have Video of the Year, Bad Bunny, Drake, Ed Sheeran. Was it? No, Artist of the Year, Bad Bunny, Drake, Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, Jack Harlow, Lil Nas X, and Lizzo.
Ed Sheeran?
That's his name?
Ed Sheeran. I thought it was Sheeran.
It's Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I don't know.
We got Song of the Year, Adele, Easy on Me, Blue Eilish, Happier Than Ever, Doja, Woman, Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart. Then you have Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi with Stay and Lizzo, About Damn Time. I feel like Lizzo might be coming away with a lot of awards because she's in a lot of these fucking categories. And
what's the latest ish? Sheeran.
Girl, I never know what songs they are, girl. I never know. All I know is he's always in my fucking face. And I just never hear a song from him.
He's an English ginger. He's like always on the radio, honestly.
Best New Artist, Baby Keem, Dove Cameron, Gayle, Lotto, Maneskin. Okay. And 17. Is that 17 people in a group? Okay. If they give it to Lotto, that would be nice, but she's not a new artist. I don't know why they continue to do this in every fucking category. Every year. They had Sweetie there last year. Sweetie been out for fucking 6 years. Lotto been out for damn 12 years. She's not a new artist.
Wow.
Stop. They just trying to put her in a category. I'm going to vote for it, but I'm going to give Baby Keem some votes because his shit was fire.
It was.
Best collaboration would be... Okay, no, that's not it, bitch. I don't know. Where am I at? Best collaboration. Drake, Future, Young Thug, Elton John, Dua Lipa, Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, Little Nas X, Jack Harlow, Megan Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa, Post Malone in The Weeknd, and somebody else in The Weeknd. So obviously they want The Weeknd to win something. They'll probably give it to him. They might even give it to Lil Nas X because they want to be funny towards BET. BET.
Well, and that song was really huge with Jack Harlow.
It was.
It was extremely big.
Best hip hop, Eminem and Snoop Dogg, Tim's. Where'd it go? Tim's and Future, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, I need
Lotto, Kendrick Big Energy, that. Nicki Minaj, Lil Baby, Pusha T, Diet Coke. But Future and Tim's might win that. That was a big record.
It was.
I did vote for Kendrick Lamar though. I ain't gonna hold you. Best R&B, Alicia Keys, City of Gods. Chloe, Have Mercy. Her for Anyone, Normani and Cardi B, Wildside, Summer Walker, SZA and Cardi B, No Love, and The Weeknd, Out of Time.
It'll probably be Summer Walker and SZA.
You think so? I like that Normani song.
Oh, it was wild. No, it was good. The beat was really good. The video was good. But that Summer Walker, it hit different.
And this is another category that I've never heard of. It's called Video for Good. Two people I don't know. Rena Samwawa, This Hell, Stromae. I think that's Spanish, the name of the song. Lizzo, About Damn Time, Lotto, Pussy, and Kendrick Lamar, The Heart, Part 5. Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to vote for Kendrick because that was a good video.
How do y'all feel about Lizzo?
So I've always felt like she didn't necessarily do it for me, but but I've always loved her musical ability, just being able to play the flute and also like sing and also, of course, representing for like plus size girls. I love her personality. I think I can relate to a lot of the things that she might, feel or whatever. So that's all cool. I never like got real into her music and I wanted to, but the last couple songs she's put out, I'm like, okay, I can rock too. I can let them like ride and be okay with it. So I
salute to Lizzo.
I figured out Lizzo's cheat code, though.
What's that?
They got Lizzo's albums on the motherfucking Peloton, y'all.
Oh, yeah. She has a...
So, her spins is coming from fucking radio in the Peloton. Bitch, you're not slick.
Mm, she's smart.
Yeah, Nono put me on and said, oh, it's on the Peloton. Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, he put Chloe shit up there. I think Chloe has so much potential. She just hasn't tapped it. You know what I think it is? I had a thought about it. Maybe she cut her hair off.
You're talking about Chloe and
Haley? Is there locks?
Mm-hmm. I think it's her locks. I think it's holding her back.
Oh, wow.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. She can't do them weaves and shit.
Yes,
she can't do a flat install.
They do weaves.
Her shit don't be looking flat.
They do weaves over.
They don't be doing flat. They don't be doing it. It's not flat.
But she has a nice length of dread. So if she did a weave, it would need to be curly.
One thing that I am going to say that is very nice about Megan Thee Stallion, her motherfucking hair in that her video was impeccable.
Oh, her beauty is.
Whoever plucked the front of that bitch looked like that shit was growing out of her head. It looked great. No, Chelsea, I'm not lying. Her hair looked great. Maybe it was because I was watching it on the big screen TV. I had to pause it. I'm like, yo, Megan's hair looks great. I know Tay didn't come do that. Like, her hair looked great. But there was some symbolism in that video. Y'all haven't seen the video, but she has a snakeskin outfit on. And I said, isn't that fitting?
I love snakeskin.
You know what?
Snake ass bitch. Let me stop.
You know what? But you know, that's definitely that's one of her cheat codes, her image, her physically. Mm-hmm. She's really done a great job
about playing it up.
She's proud about her look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I figured out what I'm missing in hip hop right now. Back in the day, we had songs that took us on journeys. I think that's why I like Kendrick Lamar so much. He takes us places. He brings us to Compton, tells us about the shootouts, tells us about the crackheads, and has us there in the living room with him while he's telling these stories.
Mm-hmm. It's stories and lessons.
Like, y'all need to turn the corner. Yeah, you sold your pussy, and now you get HIV. Say something like that.
Yeah.
Talk to me about some real shit.
Yeah,
they're talking about riding dick, drinking kids, a nigga's kids.
Tell me about
pregnant.
Brenda had a baby.
And it's
like
no balance, though. Because it's like, where's the... But, and so what happens is when they try to do that, like Lotto made that song, Pussy, it's like, we're not interested. Like, what are y'all talking?
Because you done put pussy out there, too. You done did too much. You done did way too much with your pussy prior.
How far you think Suki gonna go?
Suki? As far as she's gotten right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not gonna... go much further.
She's not gonna pop. I mean, she's a character.
She is.
Like, she's a character. She's a person. Like, she's an entertainer.
Absolutely entertainer.
Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I actually do have one of Suki's songs on my phone.
She's
Drug
funny
Dealer.
As fuck.
She is funny. She is
very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all watch that video I sent y'all?
Yes.
Yeah.
That shit is the fuck funny. Yeah.
But you know, like, I love it because she's going to be successful in her own right. She's going to be successful, and everything she needs is going to come to her because she's being authentic. And it's like, mm-hmm. you don't have
to have... definitely, it's like a Cardi, when Cardi came out, she was authentically herself. And yes. Cindy's definitely and authentically herself.
That's a big part of, like, just surviving in general. Like, being okay with what you have and who you are. So, like, mm-hmm. it may not be what the next person has, but what you have is for you. Like, really understanding that. And so, it's like, Suki's going to have what she needs, but she's not going to be on the level of, like, a Nicki Minaj, no. But she... probably that's not where she needs to be, probably. So, you know, I don't know.
Because I could see Suki fighting bitches. If she was to catch a bitch at the gas station that call her shit whack, she fight them.
Well, she does. They do. They get into it.
They do.
Everywhere.
They do. Yeah. They don't play.
Yeah,
they don't.
Like,
and that's why I'm Cardi. That's what happened with Cardi when she went to that damn Met Gala. I'd never seen nothing like that. I said, Cardi,
you can't do that.
You don't fight at the Met Gala.
Right.
But that's what I mean. Like, yeah,
So
you can't be a personality and then expect to be in these real nice places, because I'm pretty sure now they're like, we need to do background checks on these bitches before they come to the Met Gala.
Listen, seriously.
Like the fuck? So did y'all see Kanye's Gap rollout?
I did.
How it caused the uproar? This
trash bag.
Yes.
I liked it. I liked the concept.
Digging through the clothes.
I can't fit nothing in Gap anyway, so I didn't give a fuck. I wasn't going to get the shit.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why he chose to do it
He wanted to change the experience. He didn't want to have his shit hanging up on the motherfucking, he didn't want to have his shit hanging up on hangers. He wanted to have his shit in like these tote bags where you have to go through and
you have to look for your size. You have to look through at the garment. That way you can't see the garment. It's not displayed.
It looks like they were just sweaters anyway. Bitch, I'm looking for a small.
I'm not doing it. If I was the person that worked in the store, I'd be pissed.
We got monkeypox and all kinds of stuff. You just got people looking through the clothing. I'm confused.
He always want to do so much.
God darn. He just does so much.
I mean, that's his style. Not this bitch taking her glasses off. Y'all better watch yourself, because she just gave herself a good side eye. She just checked herself out in the camera.
Because my glasses is giving a glare, so I'm
trying to work it out. Yeah. I was thinking about getting contacts, but I can't see myself putting my fingers in my eyes. It's just giving.
You'll get used to
unsafe. I'm scared. I'm scared. But other than that, y'all have anything else? Oh, I do have a question. I have a question of the day. Mm-hmm. If you just graduated from nursing school and you could not find a job, and they told you, we'll give you $10,000 a week to administer the monkeypox vaccine, would you do it? $10,000 a week. $10,000 a week.
And I didn't have a job as a nurse, and they want me to give a vaccine?
Yeah, let's say you working at a call center making
$17. They wanted you to give a vaccine, or they wanted you to take the vaccine?
Give the vaccine. Administer the vaccine for $10,000 a week. Would you do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shoot them. And you would take the risk of getting monkeypox for $10,000?
If I'm giving a vaccine, we're clearly trying to catch it before you get the monkeypox, right? They shouldn't be sitting in my chair if they got the monkeypox.
You never know.
Yeah, but that was the attempt for COVID. But
that's fine.
Nurses it's still lingering. Dying left and right.
I would wear a hazmat too.
Mm-hmm. I'm screaming. So we have. I say yes. What'd you say, Chelsea?
No.
Yo, Chelsea, leave money on the table like it ain't shit.
Week? Chelsea, you wouldn't give a vaccine. You would not give the vaccine for $10K a week.
Bitch can work for 3 months. Risk, 3 months and make like, her yearly salary.
This is anywhere. You're going anywhere, so you can be going to somewhere where it's prominent, where monkeypox is prominent.
But you're gonna have on the right gear. You're not gonna just.
I don't give a fuck if
your,
I don't give a fuck.
I don't
if
know.
I'm
it's
people,
it's doctors that still got COVID that had on suits. So I don't know.
And mask.
So I don't think so.
I mean, but we take risks every day. When we get in the car, when we do whatever. So, I'm good with it. I'm going to try it.
Well, on that note.
we do take risks every day.
We're out.
But we ain't in the hospital every day.
We're out. I'm not talking about COVID no more.
We're talking about monkeypox.
No.